Well, we meet again. It's just Jackie, coming to you with a new quote, a gentle rant, or maybe a little nugget of wisdom from a girl who spent her childhood nestled at the feet of her elders. Let's see what we have for you today. Well, here we go. Today's little gem reads, be who you are without a need to prove who you are. You know why? Because your fruit display who you are anyway. I'm going to let you think about that for a second before I read it again. Okay, here we go. It reads, be who you are without a need to prove who you are, because your fruit display the truth of who you are anyway. All right, let's talk about it a little bit. So I'm saying I might as well be who I am. Now, when I say be who I am, I mean my purpose self, because that's what I'm walking in right now. Now, if I'm not walking in my purpose self, that's a whole nother thing. We'll talk about that in a second. But I should be who I am, my purpose self, okay? Rather than walking around trying to prove who I am by my mouth or by, you know, doing things that are don't even seem right with me, because the truth of the matter is the fruit of my labor, the fruit of my works, the fruit of who I am, they're on display. You know, when the apple was on the apple tree, it can talk all day about, you know, I'm really a lemon, I'm so great, I'm a lemon tree. But when the fruit start to grow, guess what grows? Apples. That's what grows. So the flip side of that is, I'm saying be who you are, whether it's in purpose or not. Because like if you're not walking in your purpose, but you're talking about it, or you're trying to convince people that you're this person, or you're this way, this is who I am, this is my character, this is what I'm like, but your actions, which are the fruit, show something different, you might as well just have been who you were in the first place. Now, I'm not saying that you shouldn't change. You shouldn't work on it, because there is a purpose on the inside of you. And I would love for all of us to be walking in that. But I'm saying, I don't have to prove to you that I am this particular person. My fruit, show it. And my fruit that come, that's not about proving to you. That's just about the nature of life. That's like the cycle of how things work. Okay, you plant a seed, it gets watered and tilled and ground is turned over, it grows into something. So the seed of purpose that was planted in me, when I water it, till the ground, take care of it, nurture it, it grows. And then my fruit, the actions that come as a result of that, show that to be so. But that's not about proving it to anybody. So you shouldn't have to prove who you are to someone. Okay? If you say that, you know, you're dependable, I will know it because you're dependable. Not because you told me. But every time I need you, you're not around. See, that doesn't go together. If you say, hey, you know, I like things done, you know, on time. That's just how I roll. But you're always late. That's not really not how you roll. You know, if you say, you know, hey, you can count on me to tell you the truth. You know, I got you with the truth. But then I hear you with your, what they call, quote unquote, small white lies all the time. Well, So I'm saying, be who you are. And don't feel a need to prove who you are. Just let your fruit grow. So make sure your actions fall in line with your purpose and your fruit will show who you are. And then bam, there you go. Now, that's all I have to say on that one. Until next time, don't allow the world or others to define you. Your creator has already done a perfect job of that. Be just who you were purposed to be. Bye.